Welcome to our Streams International Ministry Podcast with Prophet Jared Nusulu, PhD, and Prophetess Gabriella Nusulu. Experience prophetic revelation teachings, personal prophecies, healing, deliverance, breakthrough. You are now listening to a teaching recorded at one of our live church services.
So today I'm going to be speaking about rising again. In this month of resurrection, if there's something that is unique about the Christian faith, it is the resurrection. It's not something that is found in another faith. The uniqueness of Christianity is not the Bible, because every other faith has got their own little book they call the Bible in their whatever language. The Muslims have got what they call the Quran, and other religious faiths also have got their own books. The Jews have got the Talmud, they've got all these things. But there is something different about our Christian faith, and that is the resurrection. Oh, yes. Because every leader of every faith died, and they never rose again. But when it comes to Christianity, we are talking about a leader who died and rose again.
Oh, yes.
That's why when it comes to your confession, when you are becoming born again, the Bible does tell us in the book of Romans chapter 10 that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Because there's something different about that confession, about Christ dying and rising again from the dead. Because the greatness of our faith is not anything else except that our leader died, came face to face with death, participated in death, and defeated death, and rose again from the dead. So now when he says, follow me, I've got immortality. Follow me, I'm going to give you eternal life. It makes sense. Because you are getting that life from someone who conquered death and rose again.
Oh, yes.
When he says you are more than a conqueror, it makes sense. Because you are born from someone who conquered. When he says you are the head and not the tail, it makes sense. Why? Because the one that we are following died and rose again. When he says you've got life beyond the grave, it makes sense. Because him went into the grave for 3 days and 3 nights and he came out of the grave. It makes sense. So there's a uniqueness about our faith as children of God. Because Jesus died and he rose again. Very unique. That's why resurrection is a masterpiece of our faith. That's why we celebrate the resurrection not once in a year. We celebrate it every sunny day. Today, every day, every year, every month, every week, this day, we celebrate the resurrection. The reason why we don't meet on a Friday, because our Lord was down under. We don't meet on the Saturday, he was still down under until this day came. Then he came out of the grave.
Oh, yes.
So from that time, we began to celebrate this day, because it is the day of resurrection. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
So, resurrection is a masterpiece, a centerpiece in our faith as born-again Christians. So, in the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse number 7 and 8, the Bible says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. Now, for your information, there was no salvation without resurrection. Can you even believe it that even the disciples, although they walked with Jesus, they were never born again? I And they could not interact with the Christ on a spiritual level. They only interacted with him at a physical level. Because salvation could not have taken place before the man died. Paid for our sins. Went into the Holy of Holies in heaven. Oh, you're not even hearing me. How deep do you want me to go with this thing? I should go deeper.
Oh, yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Listen to this.
Very deep.
Do you know that where should I start from? Let me start from the days of Moses. When God gave Moses the pattern of the tabernacle, and Moses was able to replicate that pattern of the tabernacle and everything that was in the tabernacle, do you know that the presence of God left the tabernacle in heaven and began to dwell in the tabernacle on earth? Because he told Moses, my desire has always been that I should dwell among people. Huh? So he gave Moses a pattern of the tabernacle so that he could come and dwell among people. So the Bible says there was the presence of God in the tabernacle of Moses until we came to the temple that Solomon built. And in that temple, there was a holy of holies where there was a curtain. And the high priest could only enter beyond the veil once a year to appear in the presence of God, but not without blood. It was blood of animals. And a rope on his leg, because he could die any moment, any time, any hour, any minute. And a bell. So when he's walking around, he used to make noise. Wee, 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 wee. So people hear, oh, he's still alive. Praise God. He's still breathing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you hearing me? When it's quiet, they used to put the rope. Are you still okay? Put the rope. Are you still okay? Yeah. Gwing, 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 gwing. Okay, thank you. If they try, it's quiet. They just start pulling him out of the presence because the man is dead. But now on the day Jesus died, the Bible says the veil was torn in between. In the temple, there was an earthquake. And the veil was torn in between from top to bottom. Now, for you to understand, you think it is a curtain in your house. It is not that small. This thing was thick. It has been estimated that if you had two vehicles pulling in opposite direction, they wouldn't have been able to tear it. Because it was so thick to protect the presence of God beyond the veil. Oh, yeah. And also to protect people on this side of the veil. Are you hearing me? It was so thick that nobody accidentally can see what was beyond the veil, because they would die. So they made it thick. But on the day Jesus died, the Bible says that thing was torn from top to bottom, open. For the first time, everyone was like, ooh. What were they looking at? They were looking at an empty Holy of Holies. Because Jehovah God had left the place and went back into the Holy of Holies in heaven. To do what? To wait for Jesus, our high priest, to bring his own blood into the Holy of Holies. Not made by hands of men, but made by Lord of God Almighty himself. That's why when Jesus rose again, the Bible says Mary wanted to grab hold of him. He said, woman, don't touch me, because I haven't ascended yet to my Father. To do what? To present his own blood in the heavenly Holy of Holies, so that we can have access into the presence of God. So that you and me can have access into the presence of God. Are you hearing me? Someone say yes. It gets better. Someone said it gets better. So Jesus does all that in heaven, presents his own blood. Now the Father says, yeah, now it is done. Let's switch. Instead of my presence being in a tabernacle built by Solomon or David, whoever, let's switch. Are you hearing me? Instead of my presence being in a building built by the hands of men, let's switch. My presence now shall be inside a human being. So God switched and began to tabernacle in bodies. Are you hearing me? So each one of you, when you are born again, you are a tabernacle. You are a tabernacle of the presence of God. But that was not possible in the days of Jesus. He had to die first, carry his blood into the hall of holies in the heavens, and offer his blood as a sacrifice. When all that was done, then God says, now let's switch. Instead of keeping my presence here in heaven, I'm going to put it inside people. Are you hearing me? So you are a card of the presence of God. Are you hearing me? You carry it, you walk around with it. The only one who doesn't know is you. But the devil knows you are a carrier of the presence of God. Demons know you are a carrier of the presence of God. The only one who doesn't know is you and your neighbor. But from today, they're going to know there is a presence of Jehovah God inside of your life. Shout yes! Yes. Say neighbor,
neighbor.
I am dangerous. That's why as a child of God, you need to learn to treat that child of God next to you with respect. Why? Because Jehovah God dwelleth inside that person. Are you hearing me? You need to learn to respect them and love them with the kind of love that you know that this one is a kind of the presence of God. Are you hearing me? Say yes.
Yes.
So each one of you are a tabernacle. But you are not a temple, but a tabernacle. Because a temple is not a tabernacle. That's why in the Jewish culture, every city they had a small tabernacle where they used to go and meet, what? It's just a small tabernacle. They used to create a synagogue. They used to go there, meet, but there was a temple in Jerusalem. So once a year, they used to go to what? To the temple and do the ceremonies there. Because it was a place of gathering of tabernacles. So when you come to church on a Sunday, it's a gathering of tabernacles. You're not hearing me. This is a dangerous gathering. This is a dangerous gathering. It's a gathering of tabernacles. Now together we build a temple. Are you hearing me? And the presence of God dwelleth in his own temple. When tabernacles have come together, shout yes. It's a gathering of tabernacles, the good kind, indwelt by Jehovah God. The Bible says God dwelleth in you by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say hallelujah. This is the gathering of the tabernacles of Jehovah God. Together we are built together as the temple of the living God. Jehovah the Most High dwelleth in our midst. Because God has always desired to dwell among his people. Are you hearing me? In the days of Peter, what I'm teaching you was a mystery. They had no clue, no kalala. They had no idea. Peter, I'm talking about Peter, that he even writes, he says, listen, what the Apostle Paul is teaching you sometimes, it's difficult to understand. That man is living beyond our dimension. Why? Because Peter, James, John, they interacted with the physical Jesus, who preached a physical message to physical people. He preached a message to sense-controlled people. Are you hearing me? The miracles he was doing were miracles meant for sense-controlled people. But you are in a different dimension. You are a people of the Spirit, born of the Spirit of the living God. Are you hearing me? You are dangerous because Jehovah God dwelleth inside of you. You are not a beggar. You are not someone looking for something. You are born again, seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above every principality and the power and the might and the dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Shout yes.
Yes.
Say so I am dangerous. You are the God kind. You fraternize divinity. Are you hearing me? The only one who doesn't know that you are dangerous is you. But after today, after today, I'm telling you, you're going to wake up of your bed and say, devil, here I come. Where are you, devil? I'm coming after you today. Say, I shall rise again.
I shall rise again.
You are dangerous. Say, I am dangerous.
I am dangerous.
Say, all these things were not possible before the resurrection. That's why your Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Predestinate. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn. Oh. 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 Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Listen. To be the firstborn among the God kind. You're not hearing me. Among. Say among. Just the firstborn. Someone who experienced eternity beyond sin. Eternity beyond death. Because what you don't understand is when Jesus was there on the cross, every sickness was laid on him. Now, sickness is not a physical thing. Sickness is a spiritual thing. So, Jesus' spirit was riddled with every sickness and every disease because his body didn't have cancer. It only had wounds. It was beaten and whipped. But the Father had laid on him the iniquity of us all. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So the Father took all the sins of humanity, past, present, future, and put it on his spirit. And when that sin hit his spirit, the Father left him. And then he yelled, "I, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Because God is holy. I don't know if you're hearing me. God is what? Holy. He doesn't associate with sin. So when his son carried the sin of the world, the Father had to retreat. And then the devil got hold of him and took him down into hell and took him down into the abode of the dead. And he was there. But what he didn't know, can I tell that the devil doesn't know? He's not all that smart. Just do like this. He's not all that smart. There are some things the devil didn't know. Because let me tell you the truth. If he knew the results of the resurrection, the results of the death of Christ, he wouldn't have killed him. How do I know that? I know that because in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, okay, there's something the Bible says there from verse number 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God that is given me, for you Gentiles. So Apostle Paul talks about a dispensation, a season, a time that was never there. I want you to see what the Bible says there. It talks about a dispensation. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me for you and you Gentiles. Why? Come on, give me the scriptures quick. I want you to see something there. Ephesians. Epheso. Chapter 3. From verse number 1. For this cause I, Paul, the what? the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation. Did you see that? A what? Dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me. It wasn't then the days of Peter. You're not even hearing what I'm saying. It wasn't then the days of John. This is a dispensation of grace of God, which is given to Apostle Paul to us what? Who are we talking about? The Gentiles. Verse number 1 tells you who he's talking to. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you. Peter was not an apostle to the Gentiles. John was not an apostle to the Gentiles. James was not an apostle to the Gentiles. They made a blunder by replacing Judas. This was the replacement of Judas. That's why you only hear about Matthias on the day he was replaced. After that, until Apostle Paul appears. He says there's a special dispensation given unto me for you Gentiles. What is it? Let's continue. Verse 3. How that by revelation, kotamayazo, he made known unto me the what? It's a mystery. Now, if it's a mystery, there's no way to be a mystery if the devil knew it. This thing is a mystery. It had to come to Apostle Paul by revelation. Even the devil didn't know it. Even the devil had no clue, no kalala. Had no idea what he was getting himself into.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? It was a mystery. Let me prove to you. Let's continue. Let me prove. Can I go one level deeper now? Let me show you something. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which, in other ages, was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his own apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Hey! Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, which is given me by the effectual working of his power. And to me, who am less than the least of us saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? Oh, watch the next one. 1, 2, 3, go.
And to make all men see.
The way you are reading. Can I close the service now?
Oh, no.
The way you are reading, you are that church down that road there. Is this a Streams or am I in the wrong place?
This is Streams, Papa.
Can we read like we know what we're doing? 1, 2, 3, go.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
This thing had been hid in God. And the devil could not enter in God to see what was in there. The only one who is able to enter in God is the Holy Ghost. You are not hearing me.
Go deeper.
The devil could not enter in God to see what I'm explaining now. The only one able to enter in there was the Holy Ghost. So Apostle Paul says what? This Holy Ghost entered, found the mystery, brought it out, and gave it to him. It was a dispensation. This thing had been hid in God from the beginning of the world. What was the purpose? Look at this number, the next verse, number 10. It gets worse. What was the purpose? 1, 2, 3, go.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
No. Your reading is infected.
Godiva.
Your reading is infected. To the intent that now, someone say now.
Now.
And to who? The principalities and the powers where? In heavenly places. Might be known by who? Might be known by who?
The church.
Might be known by who?
The church.
So you as a church, you know something that they don't know.
No,
you are working something that they have no idea. Are you hearing me?
No, yes.
God kept it a mystery and a secret waiting for this generation.
Oh, yes.
Say, I'm a wonder.
I am a wonder.
I make angels to wonder.
I make angels to wonder.
That's why when you rise in the spirit, angels begin to congregate around you. Because you are a wonder.
Oh, yes.
They wonder who you are. They wonder what kind of person you are. They wonder what you are doing. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Say, I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
It confuses them. Say, I'm a wonder.
I am a wonder.
And to the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. The manifold wisdom of God. So God kept something that even the devil didn't know. This thing called church, that's why you want to find it in the Old Testament. Yeah, it wasn't there.
Yes.
It was hid inside God.
Amen.
So all that time, God was telling Moses to build a tabernacle. What? He was taking something and gave him a model of something that was hidden in himself.
Wow.
When he came to Solomon, he took something from inside, gave it to Solomon for a season. When the season ended, oh, you're not hearing me.
Oh, yes.
When Jesus died, do you know that even the priesthood died? It was the end of the priesthood. There was no more Holy of Holies for them to enter into. There was no need for any animal sacrifice.
Oh, yes.
Because Jesus had become the ultimate sacrifice. Oh, yes. Are you hearing me? There was no more for a physical temple. There was no need for a physical temple to exist. Why? Because God was twisting times. You were going to become the tabernacle. And together we become the temple of Jehovah God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Say yes.
Yes.
It was a dispensation. So, 70 AD, the Romans came, destroyed everything. Jesus said there will be not even one stone on top of the other. Destroyed everything. Since 70 AD, you need to feel sorry for the Jews. Since 70 AD, their sins are piling up every day.
Oh, yes.
There has never been an atonement. So don't just see them walking like this. You need to be feeling sorry for them. Unless they come to the Messiah.
Yes, amen.
Yeshua. Their sins are piling up.
Wow.
Someone said dispensation.
Dispensation.
How did we get ourselves in this dispensation? By the resurrection.
Oh, yes.
Of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says now in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse number 1. The Bible says what? And you. Someone said, and me.
And me.
What has he do? What has he done? And me has he quickened, made alive. So when Jesus was being resurrected, you were also resurrected with him.
Oh, yes.
This is a mystery which was kept in God from the time began. God kept it inside of himself. That there is a day when Jesus is going to come on the earth. Are you hearing me? And he died for humanity, but not just die to pay for our sins. No, join us in death.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Join us in what? Last week I drew, is it last week? Remember, I drew a realm of death.
Yes.
Where people are dancing and partying. We were in that realm. Because Ephesians chapter 2 says what? And you have been made alive, have been quickened, who were dead in trespasses and what? Sins, wherein in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. I even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. Someone say yes.
Yes.
By grace we are saved. This is a mystery. When you were still walking in your sins, you had already been saved.
Wow.
Those people who are walking in sin today, can I tell you a secret when talking to them? Don't condemn them, please. Don't condemn them. Because legally they are already saved.
Oh, yes.
But they will not experience salvation until they confess Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Legally, their sins are already paid for. But they will not walk free from sin until they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So it doesn't matter what sin they have sinned, whatever life they are living today. You need to tell them, listen to me. This thing that you are struggling with, Jesus already paid the price for this thing.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? There is already a price paid for it. Just come out of it and walk in your freedom.
Oh, yes.
Someone say yes.
Yes.
Someone said it's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
So when that resurrection power worked in you, it didn't leave you. He didn't just raise you and then go. No. Someone said no.
No.
The resurrection power is still at work inside of you.
Oh, yes.
As I am speaking now.
Oh, yes.
It's still working. Say, it's still working.
It's still working.
Inside of me.
Inside of me.
Huh? Say, it's still working.
It's still working.
It's still working. I can prove it by so many verses. Let's start from logic. Logically, if Jesus is the resurrection, and that Jesus is in you, then in you there's resurrection.
Oh, yes.
That's logic.
Oh, yes.
But let's take it a notch higher. Or one level deeper.
Go deeper, Papa.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Are you hearing me? So the resurrection power is already active inside of you. The only one who doesn't know that there's a power working in you is you.
Oh, yes.
But not after this service. Not after today.
Oh, yes.
Not after today.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? After today, you're going to send the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead is working inside of me. Shout amen, somebody. Say yes. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
It doesn't matter if I go down.
It doesn't matter if I go
there
down.
There is resurrection power at work in me.
There is resurrection power.
I'll rise again.
I'll rise again.
Power.
Someone said, There is a life that God has called us into to fraternize eternity, to fraternize divinity, to fraternize the God kind. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
We are in the fraternity of the God kind.
Wow.
I know we know a fraternity, the Masons, the Freemasons. Shut up. They are a joke.
Oh, yes.
But this is a true fraternity.
Amen.
The fraternity of the God kind.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Are you here?
We are here, Papa.
Let me finish.
We are hungry for more.
That was an appetizer.
Oh, yes. Wow, wow, wow.
You see, Micah chapter 7, did we read? Did we read? Only one verse.
Yes.
Imagine all this thing has come from the one verse. What if we read two verses?
Oh, oh yes.
The fraternity of the God kind. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
This one is a gathering of the God kind.
Oh, yes.
Not humankind. That's why the Bible had a problem to find a name for you.
Amen.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Oh, yes.
Creature. 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 When you think about it, it's so funny. They couldn't call you a new human being because you don't fit in the class of humans. They can't call you an angel because you don't fit in the class of angels. You are the God man. Someone who fraternizes divinity. Someone who is able to transact in the realm of the spirit and in the natural realm. Someone who is able to tell a demon to go, a demon goes.
Oh, yes.
Angels had issues with that. When they began to fight over the body of Moses, an angel could not say, I command you, devil, get out of here. He said, the Lord rebuke you. Because he doesn't have what we have.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't have what we have. Angels were never created in the image of God. Jesus is not the firstborn among angels.
Wow, wow, wow.
He is their creator. But you don't look at him as your creator. Oh, you are born of him. You are his offspring.
Oh, yes.
I'm dangerous.
I am dangerous.
So when you go into your prayer closet, just dangerous. I am dangerous.
Oh,
I am
yes.
Dangerous. I am dangerous. I am dangerous. I am dangerous. I am dangerous.
I am dangerous.
Where are we?
Finish us, Papa.
Today you are finished.
I receive.
Are you hearing me? So there is no power that has ever been created. Are you hearing me? That is able to bring you down and keep you down. Never. Because of this resurrection power.
Oh, yes.
Because Jesus went to the lowest part of hell. And the Bible says all the demoniacal forces piled upon him to keep him there. But what he didn't know was that when Jesus died, he paid the price for the sins of humans.
Oh, yes.
And when God got the price paid for the sins of humans, it wasn't only for the sins of the people in his generation. It was the sins of the people from Adam and Eve. Every one of them to the days of Christ when Jesus died that day, he paid the price. Because them were being forgiven as a debt. We are not forgiven as a debt. We are forgiven because our forgiveness is already paid for in advance.
Oh, yes.
So we owe God. It's us who owe him.
Oh, yes.
Why do we forgive? We don't forgive so that we should be forgiven. That's babyish prayer.
Yes.
Yes, it was spoken by Jesus. He says, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, then your Father also in heaven will not forgive you. It wasn't to you. It was to the sense-controlled men.
Yes.
In his day.
Oh, yes. We are following, Papa.
Why do we forgive other people? We don't forgive others so that we are forgiven. No, we forgive others because we are forgiven.
Yes. Oh, yes. Amen.
So, neighbor, I forgive you in advance.
I forgive you in advance.
Especially between husband and wife.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Wife, my princess, I forgive you in advance.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey. Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
Because I'm forgiven.
Because I'm forgiven.
Is that in the Bible? Ephesians 4:32. I want you to say something. I'm finishing.
Go deeper.
Today I want to go to Bondi Beach. Imagine, what else can I do with all this revelation inside of me? It is bubbling in my spirit.
Oh, yes.
I just need to be on a beach somewhere. Huh? I have my sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
My coconut milk is just next by me right here. Look at the scripture. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted. What? Forgiving one another. Why? Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So you don't forgive to be forgiven. You forgive because you are forgiven. Say, neighbor, I owe you forgiveness.
I owe you forgiveness.
Especially between husband and wife.
Oh, yes.
What's going on? Huh? Who is doing what? Them.
Wow,
wow. Hey! Someone said power.
Power.
I'm in Micah. You people, you are confusing me now. I am in Micah chapter 7, verse number 8. We'll not start 7 again, otherwise, we'll be stuck again. Let's go to verse number 8. 1, 2, 3, go.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me.
Ha ha ha! Shout
yeah! Yeah!
Did you see that?
Yes.
rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Now, in case you are missing something there, let me take you one level deeper.
Oh, yes.
Let me take you one level deeper. Who are we? Who are we? If we can answer that question, who am I? I'm telling you. I want you to see this. Isaiah. Chapter 58. Eight to 11. And then I'll rest my case. I'll rest my case. And I'm sure the attorney for the defense will stand up and say, we have lost this case. Are you hearing me? What version is that? Ash. Do I look like a message?
Oh, where? No.
Where? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness. Now, wait. What time is this? Noonday.
Yes.
This is noonday. Yes. Here we are inside. But let's go outside there. When the sun is blaring, the Bible says in that light of the sun blaring, it will be like your darkest hour.
Wow.
With that brightness, this is the time when you say, hey, guys, I'm really broke. I'm really, really broke. And then they check your bank account. There's 22 million remaining in your bank account.
I receive.
You are stressing that you are broke because there's only 22 million.
I receive.
Brother, that's when your darkness is like the noonday.
Oh, yes.
Something that everyone else is dancing around. I've got 22 million. I've got 22 million. They're like, me, I'm broke. Just 22 million. No. My finances are not moving well, prophet. Can you prophesy? I don't like this M. I don't like this M at the beginning of my money. I want to be there. Someone say, I receive it, my prophet.
I receive it, my prophet. Power.
That is when your darkness is as bright as the noonday. So Micah says what? Rejoice not, O my enemy, when my bank account is 22 million.
Oh, yes.
Why? I shall rise again. Why am I going to rise again? Because in me, there's what? The resurrection power. The power that causes to rise again resides inside of me. I walk with it. I sleep with it. I dance around with it. It is within me. Someone say it is within me. So Micah is saying, don't waste your time, oh my enemy. Now, if the problem is you only think about your enemy as your neighbor. There are many, 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 many enemies beyond your neighbor. Demons must not rejoice when you are going down. The devil must not rejoice when things are going the other way down. Are you hearing me? They should not rejoice at all. Sickness and disease must not rejoice when you are going down. Why? Because there is a resurrection power which is already at work inside of you. And you need to be telling yourself, it doesn't matter what I feel, what I see, what is going on around me, I shall rise. Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Don't pray into your problem. Pray out of your problem. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Don't pray into your problem, but pray your way out of your problem. Are you hearing me? When men are cast down, when men are cast down, then you shall say, there is. You're not hearing me. When men are cast down, you shall say, there is what? There's a rising up. Someone said, there's a rising up.
There's a rising up.
Say, I'm unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
Our problem is we know too much of sense knowledge gospel. We are not yet introduced to ourselves.
Yes, amen.
Can I introduce you to you? You fraternize divinity. The resurrection power is inside of you.
Oh, yes.
Say today.
Today.
I have met me.
I have met me. I receive.
Say welcome.
Welcome.
To my new me.
To my new me.
Say, I'm dangerous.
I am dangerous.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding. Come on. That time when you don't know the verse, you are waiting for your neighbor to say a word and then you repeat it. You are listening to your neighbor, she'll say that. Come on. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? According to the resurrection power that worketh inside of us. Woo! Woo! I can see that one is receiving right there. Say, my rising again.
Rising again.
Is now.
Is now.
Are you ready? Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Say, I decree and I declare.
I decree and I declare.
My rising again.
My rising again.
Is now.
Is now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I activate.
I activate.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power.
Which resides.
Which resides.
Inside of me.
Inside of me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, fire your.
Thank you for listening. To keep in touch with our ministry, visit our website at www.streams.org.au. And follow us on all social media platforms at streams.international. It is a blessing to share with you all our prophetic revelation teachings, and it's our prayer to see you transform into mature sons of God. Share this podcast with your friends and family. Be blessed. And until next time, Shalom.